Hello, welcome to Animation Station, episode 23, where we talk about Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue with our guest, Dr. Christopher Douglas.
We are what we're supposed to be. Illusions of your fantasy. All dots and lines that speak and say. What we do is what you wish to do.
All right. Joining us today, we have a friend of mine, Christopher Douglas.
Hello, Robert. Nice to see you.
So formal.
He is the most formal person I have met.
That's not a problem, I hope.
No, it'll be fine. Christopher is a friend of mine who I met, weirdly, when I was an undergraduate and is still here when I came back.
Yeah, thanks. Degree. I enjoy being
Should I be referring
to... Don't we all?
Seven.
Should seven I be referring to Christopher as his full name, years. Christopher Douglas?
Because I can do that. I mean, like, you may address me as the Christopher Douglas.
Chris is fine, actually.
Although, by the time... the one and only Dr. Christopher Douglas.
It's close
I'm not
enough.
A doctor yet.
Well,
it's 3 weeks.
Well, this is what I was going to say. Is by the time this gets
he's
released,
not wrong.
You might have defended your dissertation.
Oh, my. So I might.
We're not.
So perhaps you just referred to me as doctor.
Yeah, we might be.
Right, for the rest of the episode, providing that this is going to really. Get released in about 3 weeks, I will continue to address you as the Dr. Christopher Douglas.
Thank you.
The right Reverend Dr. Christopher Douglas.
Well, I don't have a degree in religious studies or...
But you have preached at your church before.
Well, and I'm a lay assistant.
Just keep the illusion going. They don't know.
I thought you did some like, sermons.
No. I just show up and I read things and I sing things at people.
Oh.
That's what I have this don't using sometimes... baritone for, Robert.
Right. Don't you sometimes lead the service?
No, I've never.
You're kind of describing yourself as the most aggressive opera singer ever.
Just kicks in doors and starts singing.
You have no idea.
Checks in the mail.
Okay. All right, so, what is this thing again, Christopher?
This is Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. Yes. A children's television program from my youth. Which I should add, I owned a VHS copy of this, and if there is any justice left in the world, my parents still have it in their basements. I watched this.
If they don't,
once,
I distinctly
choice.
Remember seeing a copy of this at the Family Video down the street from where Robbie and I are. Do you know the one I'm talking about? Yeah, no, because Family Video,
family
for some
video.
Reason, it's just always there. Like, I don't know, but, granted...
Yeah, because no one's renting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, like, admittedly, I watched this on YouTube because it's on there, and no one's going to copyright claim it because it's a piece of shit and no one wants to watch it, so...
Well, also, who's copyright claiming it?
All these...
All right, so all of them. Everyone.
In many ways, it's the most fair use protected property ever because it's both a public service announcement, uses copyrighted characters, but it's intended for educational purposes and it's not meant to like really mm-hmm. raise any money because I don't assume that this like send us money so kids don't start doing drugs and they just go to McDonald's instead because McDonald's paid for this movie to get made. So
I think right. As I remember on my VHS copy, there was a like 2 minute video. From
oh
Ronald
God!
Donald
very
yep.
open.
That opened the VHS.
Dude, it opened and closed yeah. the YouTube copy I watched.
Okay, mm-hmm. then yes, it's like you're reminded about the Ronald McDonald House when you watch this.
Yeah, and also okay. Bush Senior, which I was just more what's the word horrified to see both him and Babs up there, like just watching them just say and the dog
and the dog
yeah the dog,
the dog
was there.
Was the dog there?
The dog is in Barbara's lap. She's
no, he's in there. But I was just like it's like Checkers or whatever.
Yeah.
See, my only memory of George and Barbara Bush is that.
Oh my God!
The
yeah,
Phil
the
Collins
Land
Collins?
Of Confusion. Yeah. No, dude, that was Reagan
yes.
though.
All right, so.
Yeah, Atlantic Confusion. It's okay. We can.
Right.
They're
sorry.
Essentially the same person.
But here's the thing: is they had those same people made like at least one episode
yeah.
of the Ronnie and Nancy show using those horrifying
yeah, that...
human puppets. And I would not. I'm gonna go ahead and guess the George H.
Probably.
W. Bush
well, the production company that made those puppets is called Spitting Image. They had a TV series on for, I think, like 3 years in the UK. So, and it was like a bunch of satirical cartoons, like kind of like what like Jib Jab would have been or something, but they had a bigger audience, all that stuff. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. You can see some of it on YouTube, but it's okay. It's kind of slow-paced humor.
But all that aside,
yes,
we're talking about Cartoon All-Stars.
To the rescue.
So.
So, it is truly a trip. Yeah. It is, so to briefly sum it up, it's a public service announcement using a large number of copyrighted characters, including, but not limited to, Bugs Bunny, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
the Smurfs,
Winnie the Pooh,
Garfield, the
Bugs Bunny's in there. Alf, yeah. Alf like, is in there for some reason.
Alf had a cartoon.
His heyday was the mid-80s.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the first, like, minute. Because Alf
no,
ate cats.
No, but...
That is
yeah, but Alf also needs
to... He wanted to eat cats. He was never allowed to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they stopped.
He always threatened to eat a cat. His human family owned a cat who was always going to eat it.
He's overstepping his bounds trying to think that he could bother tackling Garfield because Garfield would overpower him completely.
Just sit on him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like Alf is just all fur anyway. There's no actual substance
yes.
there. And his weird penis nose, which I don't want to talk about.
It's been mentioned.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure.
I'll mention that.
Christopher is
him and Jake Hamill. Right around the early 90s, we had a lot of like weird characters marketed towards kids with kind of dick-shaped noses, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
Who wants to jump on this synopsis? Because it's not going to be me, because honestly, again, I got really confused a couple of times.
I can run through it if you want. If you know, I'll take one for the team, I suppose.
Please do so. Oh, very
okay. All right, I'll make it pretty brief because the thing itself is pretty short. It's only about 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but,
it's a straight up half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I just go? I'll just go section by section. And then if you guys think of a thing you want to chime in, just let me know. All right, so the gist is that basically we're brought into like this kind of generic suburban home, and the first opening shot is of this piggy bank getting destroyed by some unseen burglar or whatever, and he destroys it and takes all the money, and then there's this little girl that's sleeping in a bed named Corey, who's like the little sister. She's holding like a Pooh Bear, and there's like a bunch of like posters and stuff all around them of all the characters that are gonna end up showing up later. Like Garfield is a lamp for some reason.
Instead of a phone. He should be a phone.
Yeah. Was he both?
I remember Garfield lamp, but I don't remember Garfield's phone.
I remember the phone because when you lift up the receiver, his eyes open. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. We had a Kermit phone when I was a kid.
That sounds amazing.
It was Kermit the Frog in like a weird pose. Like he had crossed his legs and then like he was leaning on his arm and then there was just a phone receiver hanging on some part of him. It was really kind of strange.
Yeah, a little strange there.
A little tense.
You'll see if you still have that.
If you do, I want you to start using it.
I don't know how I would do that. I don't have a phone.
just convert it into a smartphone case. I don't know.
The world's most smartphone case.
It's terribly impractical, but to be fair, so are like phone charms and those gigantic rubber cases that you can buy for phones. Like, who actually uses those? Like, I don't know.
Anywho, Garfield's a lamp.
Garfield's a lamp. He's got a thing sticking out of his butt or whatever. And the characters start following the lead character, Michael, who's her older brother. And he's like, I love the fact that he's actually stealing money out of her piggy bank to buy drugs.
Hey,
it's like, there's going to be like...
I like that he has a drug box.
Exactly.
We see like pretty early, and that doesn't get addressed until later. But he has a drug box, which is like...
A box for drugs.
Well, it's intense.
It's a cigar box, like full of like what looks like there's like a crack pipe or there's some spliffs or a blunt or whatever in there.
I did not understand what some of that paraphernalia was.
Yeah,
I think you're not supposed to know. It's just supposed to be like
It says quite a bit about me or quite a bit about the special.
Yes.
Like, what was that weird roll thing supposed to be? Like, I assumed it, like, it looked like someone had, like, put a string on, like, a cinnamon roll or whatever.
Yeah.
I think
rolling papers?
I don't know.
You don't keep them like that? I don't know.
I don't know.
For the tourniquet? Which implies that he's doing fucking... made so by heroin, which at that point you're bringing him somewhere. You're not just sending an army of cartoons after him.
You would think that, like, at the very least, that would be the worst possible thing you could do, because then his hallucinations would be so strong that the cartoon characters are intervening to tell him to knock it off.
Yeah,
it's like these inanimate characters that can never interact with you are, like, using basically your sister as a vessel to just be like, this is all guilt and repression. Like, right, so anyway, they find his box of drugs, and then Simon ends up explaining to the other cartoon characters, which for some reason, I don't know why he knows what they are, but he
Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks, right. Not Simon Belmont from Castlevania. That would have been great, but no.
Or and Simon from the real Ghostbusters.
That would have been great, too. But no.
The Slimer shows up for about 5 seconds and then goes away.
He's in there just so they can say he was there.
He's in there to eat a lamp. Another interesting lamp in the little girl's bedroom.
Oh, it's a lamp shaped like fruit.
I would love to see.
She has a Garfield lamp and a lamp shaped like fruit. Where are these people finding their lamps?
I don't know, like Goodwill or something.
Was this
maybe?
The 80s or the
90s? Early
90s. This is the year of our Lord, 1990.
Oh, well.
So we've just come out of the 80s.
Yeah, we're just... Yeah. I think they went to a Goodwill store and just went ham on the lamps.
Interesting lamps.
Novelty lamps were big at that point. I've got a lamp shaped like a
pineapple. Yeah.
But it's also from the 90s, so there you go.
Exactly.
Of course it is. I would have loved it, actually, if Slimer was the one to do the intervention, because he's so indescribable. He's just like, Michael, can I pull you aside for a second here? we really talked about it, and we're really uncomfortable with your drug problem, and we need to go get help. Oh, and also, can you take this entire pile of garbage and put it down my throat, because my arms are so weak from eating earlier.
Please help me put this garbage in my mouth.
Would you just do me a solid? Like, I know that I'm your sponsor, but I don't have Weight Watchers this week, so I need you to be strong for me.
And just give me all this
food. Yeah, can you just do me a solid? So, anyway, Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks explains to the other characters what marijuana is and everything.
Marijuana. An unlawful substance used to experience artificial highs.
Because it's just uncanny to hear it in, like, a super high voice. And especially because of how stilted and delayed Simon's voice is in general. It's like, an artificial... I know, like, an unlawful substance used to experience artificial high.
High.
Oh, God. But yeah, and there's like a puff of smoke that Michael hallucinates that's voiced by George C. Scott, of all people.
Yes, I knew it.
Percival MacLeach from friggin' The Rescuers Down Under that we love is like, he's there as like his pusher man, basically, but he's like this disembodied purple smoke.
It's fine. Yeah, it's like, you'll be fine.
Don't worry about it.
It's Nexor from Ferngully.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, Hexus. Yeah,
Ferngully,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it can't be Nexor. So they stole Nexor from
him. Yeah, it's like... But he's got like this weird, like, kind of. He's wearing like a zoot suit for some reason. I don't know why. No, it was Hexus.
Hexus, that's it. I was like, it has neck.
Wait, George C. Scott did that voice?
No, that was Tim Curry in Ferngully.
No, that was Tim Curry.
Dude, we should review that one. That movie's terrible.
Everything. You should review that one. Why haven't you done Ferngully yet, Robbie?
I don't know why we haven't done Ferngully yet. I think we always make jokes about it.
It features a California surfer, the most popular person the 90s ever knew.
Yes. Voiced by Christian Slater, of all people.
Robin Williams.
As a bat.
Yes.
I don't know why we haven't done that.
I don't know, but we should. I'll borrow the DVD from Bridget.
I owned a cup from Pizza Hut where I was encouraged to plant a seed in the cup from Pizza Hut for the rainforest from.
But you plant a seed in the plastic cup to grow a tree, like like a potted plant or whatever.
Yeah, I was supposed to like grow a pine tree and then plant it, and I did.
Hey kids, so, you know the
shocker. Yeah, the plastic cup didn't grow a tree.
Hi kids, we're going to completely negate the purpose of this cup by having you fill it with dirt and put it in the ground. You can never drink out of it. Yeah, like, there you go. Like, just, like, wouldn't it just make more sense for them to act like little planters or something?
I think it was supposed to be used as a planter, and I did use it as a planter, but then the tree died. It was like some sort of random pine tree seed they gave me.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome to Pizza Hut, circa 1992.
I just remember getting those buttons where, like, you keep reading books, and then if you get, like, 10,
book
it, because then you get, like, a little pizza. And I was just like, reading, and also binge eating. I liked getting rewarded for that, so.
Yeah, it's a...
I read all the Arthur books in a row, like a pro.
I don't remember. I read a lot of Wishbone. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think we just really just don't want to talk about this movie because we were so bored with it.
No, it's great. Keep going. We love this film. Everyone loves this film. Sure, Keep talking, fine. Tracy.
All right. So basically all the cartoon characters decide to have an intervention or like try to confront Michael about him doing drugs. So they let Pooh watch over Corey to make sure she doesn't rat him out before she gets a chance to talk to him or whatever. He goes to an arcade and he has like this, what is it? Like,
yeah.
Oh God.
A group of other teenage malcontents are trying to get him to do crack.
At
the arcade, because
that's what you do in
the
90s.
Most dangerous place.
Well,
you
I mean,
reimagine.
Well, in the 90s, yeah, like, no, do you know how that whole like the winners don't use drugs thing that they used to put on arcade machines? Like that was why, because like there were kids that would like do drugs and then go to the arcades and start doing that. So like that whole discontent of like, well, we'd rather have the kids playing video games and doing drugs, but then you get video game addicts and then no one's doing drugs and it's completely disproportionate. The economy fails, all that. So
for another cartoon depiction of drug use at a children's arcade, please see the episode of Gem the Holograms where they're dealing with the drug addiction. Because the police catch a guy in the arcade because they're dressed up like hip young people in the arcade and they catch him. And it's just like, arcade.
Well, it was like To Catch a Predator 80s style, basically, because they're going, the drug dealers will go there to target kids because kids are obviously going to play video games. So they'll just be like, hey guys, my name's Snake. You want to buy some heroin?
Of course I do. Everyone's doing it.
Whenever I hear that scenario, I just think of the Steve Buscemi dressed up as like a skater. He's like, how do you do, fellow kids?
Exactly. What's up?
How do you do, children? Oh my God. Anyway, so he runs into his friends who are trying to get him to do heroin, you know, so he can be cool or whatever, because it's the 90s.
Then cops show up and bust the arcade.
Except the cops are not cops. It is Bugs.
Oh, that's right.
It's actually Bugs Bunny, who manifests in such a way as to terrify all the citizens of the arcade.
Yes.
Not just
it reminded me of Hey Arnold, where Gerald has that weird like sound maker thing that he got from his grandpa to impersonate the siren. Do you remember that episode?
I don't know.
There was an episode where Arnold started hanging out with the cool kids in quotation marks, and they tried to use him because his head is shaped like this window to break into an electronics store.
That whole thing.
I was like, why would Gerald even have that? Like, who would think to make a siren thing like that?
An amazing person.
Malcontents.
Apparently. Yeah, basically. Yeah, for
someone
just
like
such
my friend
occasion.
Andrew, who has an old cop car.
Wait, really?
Yes, he does.
He bought a used cop car off of a hillbilly.
Yeah.
No, a guy bought it off the police officer.
Okay.
Then Andrew bought it from this guy.
The lights are off.
That was a hillbilly.
Yeah, okay.
That was out in the boonies.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Yeah, yes.
Like, the lights are off. It doesn't have the cop lights on it anymore.
Yeah, but it does
have
the big...
it, though?
Well, it's still the same color. It looks like an undercover vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or an unmarked, because it has the big friggin' headlight, so people always think he's a cop.
Yes.
I bet he enjoys that, though.
He does when he remembers it. Like, occasionally he'll be, like, right behind someone tailgating them, and you can tell that they're so uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's really funny.
Perhaps less funny for the people in the
other Not great for them, but for us, it's a true delight.
I've seen a couple of people like that in my day. I would probably end up doing that if I had a cop car.
Uh-huh.
All right, anyway, back to this weird ass
Bugs Bunny shows up.
Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
It pulls a time machine out of his fur.
Yeah, that he apparently borrowed from Wile E. Coyote, apparently. It was a complete throwaway joke. I'm like, nobody cares, Bugs. Come on. You can do better than this. We know that your
children don't
care. Good.
But Michael recognizes it as a time machine. Bugs throws this thing out of his fur, it expands into a giant, like, sphere, and he goes, a time machine? And I'm like, how do you know it's a time machine?
You see
time machines regularly, Michael? Is this a thing in your area we're not familiar with?
Is this a luxury item?
The
time machine itself, to me, looked like a combination between the TARDIS and one of those standing spray tan booths. Like, completely open air, it just made no sense to me whatsoever. It's like, look at all these buttons and shit. Like, it's just lights that show up for no reason.
We don't have time for good ancillary design here, okay? We have a very important message to share, and all we can care about is barely drawing these characters looking like how they should.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yeah, we're 6 minutes in. We have to hear Bugs say, "What's this? A joint?"
Yes.
Oh god, it's so gross because like because what happened was this was just after Mel Blanc had passed away because he passed away in 1989. So I don't know if that was him recording it or if they had found a replacement at that point. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was a different person though. It sounded like it. I don't know. If this was his last feature that he did, that would suck. What a terrible thing to
talk about going down in flames.
Yeah, Jesus. Anyway.
Hey, this had the imprimatur of the President George H.W. Bush.
The what?
Imprimatur has the official stamp of approval. Learn words, Robbie. Am I the only 18th century scholar in the room?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a 19th century scholar.
Well,
and not of the same thing.
And I am neither of those things.
And I just like cartoons.
And I was here because I was asked to be here.
And she drove me
and
here.
I drove him here. I didn't drive you to your drug habit. That happened completely inconsequentially.
Yes.
Mm. Speaking of drug habits.
Yes. So they have a time machine. They go back to the moment at which Michael first tries drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In black and white, the past.
Naturally.
Because it's the past. Everything is in black and white.
Thanks, Bugs. Mm-hmm. It's good
job. Thanks a lot, Bugs. And it's just like the same stereotypical, like, come on, don't you want to be cool? Like that whole thing. Wherein, like, it's like they basically just start like peer pressuring and bullying him into stuff. And I'm just like, this kid must be dumb as a sack of hammers if that's all it takes for him to just start doing it. It's like, we don't know how long he's known these friends, or like if they're just bullies that are just trying to reprimand him.
Yeah.
Like, why does he care? Like, why bother?
They were like head and shoulders.
They were older than him.
Oh, yeah.
They were all older than him.
This Who was are these like, people?
He was like 7 and they were like in their early 20s.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? Oh, we're doing weed, you want some?
Oh,
gee, I don't know.
Come on, it's really fun.
Take it now, child.
Come on, it's really fun. If you like this, I'll get you more later. Oh, well. Okay.
Guess I wouldn't want to go out over a decade older than me thinking I'm cool.
That's, you see why you didn't really have a choice for you doing your drugs. You just caved into these other people's desires. You don't do it. They just want you to want to do it.
Bondage of the will. You have no choice.
Exactly.
And guess what,
Michael? Even if you start doing the drugs, they're still not going to go to your birthday party because they don't like you. They just want to buy money. Not buy money. They just want to
buy money.
Your money.
I need 17 money right now.
I met you, Leskow. Buy this book to learn how to make money and get a suit with exclamation points on it. Or dollar signs, whatever the fuck it was. I don't know.
Dollar signs.
Was it dollar signs? You need cash.
Sell it
for cash. Anyway. So they start going back into kind of like his history where he's got like a pretty diverse and multi-ethnic group of drug addicts that he hangs out with.
Which is very, very modern of him.
We appreciate
his willingness to hang out with a varied group of persons not bound by class or race. It's very not, or gender. It's really very.
It's quite progressive, honestly.
It's a progressive vision of drug use.
And I'm pretty sure that two of them were in the Burger King Kids Club, which I don't know if it was a barb done by McDonald's, because one of them looked like the guy that, I think his name was, it wasn't Vince, it was like Lockjaw or something. There was like the one kid that like played football or something from like the very early 90s. He had the flat top, he had the other girl that was like the blonde. I think her name was Sammy or Samantha or whatever, something like that, who had like blonde hair, but they like gave her this weird, like, she's wearing like a Michael Jackson, like pink leather jacket and like a crop top, which I don't know if you kids know. All right, any kids listening to this, number one, shame on you because this should be explicit. And number two, I don't know if you kids know, but crop was a very big thing in like the late 80s, early 90s. And for the life of me, I never saw anybody wearing one when I was going to school in my formative years.
Oh, it wouldn't have been allowed.
Yeah, I know. We actually had to have a thing in our studio.
Go back home, put on a sweater, come back.
Yes.
We had to have
80 degrees, put on a sweater.
Like no crop tops, no midriffs, no saggy pants, all that. So and now everyone's just gone completely freewheeling and there's no control over the kids. Not anymore. Young people, man. It's society.
My favorite drug using child is the girl with the large, like, Cyndi Lauper /boy.
Oh god, no.
She's my favorite because she steals his money.
Exactly.
Oh my god, that's right.
That's right.
They like take his wallet.
But that happens like, and then like 10 minutes more in the incomprehensible plot we still haven't yet mentioned.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have done very little plot.
To be
here.
Fair, there's very little plot to get into anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, so they do the pass. What happens next?
Then there's like a Hall of Mirrors where he gets transported to like this weird like fun park or like an amusement park.
Right.
And then he goes into the Hall of Mirrors and Alf is there.
Yes.
No. Alf is like the end of the special.
No. Alf is the next part, I think. Or this is based on Wikipedia.
Yeah, Alf shows up in the Hall of Mirrors to confront him about who his true self is. And he's like, I look pretty good. And he looks in the mirror and I was like, oh, really? He flips the mirror around and he's like looking
he's
at a
like
zombie
Smeagol,
version of
himself. Basically.
Like, this is what you look like. And like, this is
yeah.
I thought that was the end of it because I remember like after that you've got the like, who's really in charge?
No, that's late, even later. Oh. You see, they just kind of repeat the same message over and over.
Yeah,
and he doesn't pick up on it.
It's recursive.
It's recursive, it's yes. Meanwhile, back at home, as I recall, Dad goes into goes into the refrigerator and then gets out his crate of beer.
Beer crate.
It's a beer crate. It's a crate of beer. Goes, oh, some of our beers are gone. And his wife's like, you just must have accidentally drank them.
And fell asleep on the
couch. He's like, you are right, though. I'm a casual alcoholic. I guess I'll just put this back and go tinker in the garage where I probably have another refrigerator full of beer.
Dude, no joke. When I was like between 6 and 8, I was best friends with the kid across the street from me. And no joke, his garage was his dad's man cave. There were, unabashedly so, there were pictures, like, nothing but giant posters of, like, bikini-clad women and then a fridge that had nothing but
beer.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
It was, like, in retrospect, it was horrible.
A bit of a red flag, I guess.
And a bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also funny to think about that, man, but also, wow!
I liked imagining that the dad was just like Tom Selleck that had fallen on hard times after the 80s.
He didn't have a really nice Tom Selleck mustache.
I was just like, well, honey, I'm going to take this case of beer and fall asleep on the couch. If you need anything, don't need anything because you know I can't provide for you.
You know that I won't wake up, and if I do, you'll be held to pay.
If you wake me up, Helen, so help me God. Oh, God.
Meanwhile, Winnie the Pooh consoles his little daughter, who I find that's an interesting choice to keep at home, because Winnie the Pooh, of course, has himself a substance addiction.
Yeah. They're all addicts in Winnie the Pooh. Like, he's a complete honey addict.
It's organic. It's fine.
Oh, I see.
It's organic. He steals it directly from
come
Louise.
On, sorry.
Yes, he's also addicted to a dangerous substance.
Yes.
He often gets hurt while taking
it.
Yes, arguably more.
Inconveniences his friends. And at one point gets stuck in his house stuck in another person's house, destroying part of it in his attempt to leave because he's had so much of his control.
And yet they still enable him because one of his friends is a dealer. Thanks for nothing, owl.
Yeah, thanks, owl.
Asshole.
So that's why Winnie the Pooh really truly belongs in the Michael position in this film. It should have been.
What he should have done is just like, you see, Michael, you have to learn how to control your habit. You can still do it and do it as much as you want, but you have to do it behind closed doors so that it doesn't arouse suspicion between your family and friends.
Excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom.
I haven't been able to hold a job in 7 years.
Comes back out. Pooh Bear, why is there so much honey around here?
Don't look at me!
I don't know what you're talking about! You've been having honey!
I need help, Christopher Robin. I can quit whenever I want.
No, Pooh Bear. No, you can't.
Like, could you imagine, like, him hallucinating train spotting style? Like, just imagining Piglet crawling on the ceiling as soon as he's gone cold turkey.
Oh, God!
That's an image I
oh,
don't need.
It's there, and it's horrible.
Really don't need
that.
Oh,
guys,
God.
I think that's going to have to be the cover image for this one.
If that's what you want to make, man.
Who gets to be Piglet and who gets to be Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, dear God.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I guess I'll be Piglet, and then we'll have Christopher Douglas as Christopher Robin.
as the
horrified Christopher Robin.
No, remember I am the Christopher Douglas
Dr. Christopher Douglas.
PhD.
PhD, yes.
Dr. Christopher Douglas, PhD, OBGYN.
He has a philosophical degree in OBGYN.
I mean,
it's a history of medicine, really.
There are certain questions that can never be explained about the human body, especially the female body. Anyway, I'm a woman. Let's keep going.
You aware that when women jump over fences, they threaten their female parts and can possibly turn into men? This is a belief held in the Elizabethan era.
Ah, thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, 18th century Greece.
No, this is Elizabethan era. That's not 18th century.
What is that?
Elizabethan? Wasn't that 18th
and 17th century?
17th.
So 1800s? Late 1800s?
No, 1600s.
Oh, dang.
In the 1600s, too much physical exertion could cause women to ungender themselves, so we don't let them do things.
Okay, well, I knew about the whole riding side saddle thing in order to preserve yourself as a pure being to your your future husband.
Yes.
But that I did not know.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, not really. Anyway.
History of stupid sciencey things. You're
Stop welcome. Jumping fences, Tracy.
I can't help it, Robbie. I'm going to get in to that concert, Robbie, by any means necessary. And if I have to become a woman by doing it, I'll do it.
Very well.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, partially a cyborg.
Huh.
Anyway. Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the stupid-ass movie.
So we'd gotten through the fact that the father's a casual alcoholic, and the funhouse house of mirrors... And after the Funhouse House of Mirrors,
is that
means the Muppet Babies.
I thought,
oh, God, no.
When does he fall down the sewer? Is that after the Muppet Babies?
No, yeah, the sewer thing is...
Because he falls... At one point, they're running away. He falls down a sewer hole.
I think we skipped Michelangelo.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Michelangelo...
Oh, God, when was that? I'm sorry. That was immediately after Bugs.
That was immediately after
then
Bugs.
They went down
right.
The sewers.
It's Bugs, it's Michelangelo.
Yeah.
See?
Michelangelo
this
now.
Thing's hard to keep track of.
But it's not in the Wikipedia thing, Robbie. This person did a shit job translating.
Screw you, random Wikipedia editor.
Why would anyone lie on the internet, Robbie?
People just do that.
Why would anyone make a mistake? They can't make mistakes. This is the internet. It's all perfect. There's a peer review process before anything goes on the internet. You know that. You just submit a post months in advance for it to appear.
How do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
How do you think
YouTube works? Wikipedia is the wild wild west now.
I'm taking a lot of time on my pending shit posts.
Thank you for being a redditor of choice, Robbie.
Is there no decency? Can't I just get one complete synopsis about a garbage children's special? Just once, God.
So anywho, after Bugs, before Alf, he's running through the street. And he, like, his friends run away over the manhole, and then, like, suddenly the manhole opens and he gets yanked down.
By Michelangelo,
oh, yeah.
The very coolest of the Ninja Turtles in the 90s. He is no longer the coolest, as I understand it. Everyone likes
him. Which, there's...
I think Donatello's very popular these days.
But,
who knows?
But there's no...
He's a nerd!
But what about, like, the Ninja Turtles in general? Like, they just act like the biggest drug addicts. I mean, like, not to Scooby-Doo levels, but, like, the amount of pizza that they eat all the time and everything. Like, admittedly, they do a lot of cardio, but you would think that that would completely mess up their health anyway, because all they're eating is cheese and bread, and then just doing ninja-type things, and then coming back and doing the same thing over and over again. There's no balance there. Like, they're all addicts. They have no right to be telling him what to do. It's his hot body.
Also, what is going on with that sewer? Because it was like so many different colors.
It was like
there was a lot of interesting effluvia around.
It made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I fear for that town.
What do you think induces him to go into the mind after this? He's probably tripping off.
Like tripping off sewer water.
Well, probably.
Water, of course,
well, because like the opening of the sewer looks like a Hot Topic. Like it's ridiculous.
Yes.
What?
This is pre-Hot Topic. We have to remember that. So, Hot Topic sprang from...
It's when Abercrombie and Fitch was still actually a legitimate store.
Oh, well, yeah.
No idea.
Well, you mean like when Hollister had like that cabana thing out front where it's just like, here, sad dads, you can sit out here while your teenage daughter buys a bunch of shit that she's going to hate eventually.
Abercrombie and Fitch used to be like outfitters for like, I'm going to go climb a mountain.
Oh wait, really?
And they would,
and then they rebranded
themselves.
Yeah,
you would buy like clothes and like supplies there to go like do like wilderness expeditions. and then it got bought out, and now it's what it is.
And just
that company made Hot Topic.
I grew up in rural Illinois, Robbie. There's nowhere to go on an adventure in, so I would have no.
Well, I grew up in northern Illinois. It's not any. It's not much different, frankly.
I think we have.
We have more lakes.
We have corns and soybeans.
Hey, you could go to Sweat Rock if you wanted to. It's not that far. Well, kind of.
Yes, off to the wilderness of Iowa, where they have even more corn.
Yes. You could.
Yes.
Days in the many cornfields of Middle America.
Yes, that's a thing you can do. It's not something I
would recommend. Nor would I. You will get killed by terrifying.
You should just
farmers.
Start making, just deliberately make crop circles out of people's like backyards, and you know, just to mess with their heads. Just because you
Middle
can.
America, we it's have there. Nothing to do. Don't come here.
Everyone's trying.
Yep.
To
no, please don't. Yep, Chicago is okay, but the rest is, nah, no, take it or leave it. It's fine.
Okay, so he meets Michelangelo, anyway, which I need to mention here. I dressed up as Michelangelo for Halloween one year. My mother made me a very nice turtle costume. I was the Boy Scouts. There was a costume contest. I did not win it at all because her things were like, scariest costume. I'm like, I look like a large turtle.
I am not scary. I'm simply a well-made costume person.
Yes, precisely, yes.
Just because you didn't buy a creepy clown mask, that's why? Like, you didn't buy one of those creepy rubber masks that smell terrible and they wear it for about 5 minutes before you pass out?
No, my mother didn't believe in those things. My mother believed in sewing things and sewing machines. So, oh yeah, I had
good
handmade
costumes.
Good Christian woman.
I had to have a good Christian costume. There were a lot of things I wasn't allowed to be for Halloween.
Yes.
So.
Wait, really? Like, oh, was Bart Simpson one of them?
Some horned.
Last, 3 months ago, my mother, we were at Universal Studios, and my mother says to my father, my mom says, Charlie, well, who are those people I don't like? There's a ride here with those people I don't like. And my dad, like, freezes for, like, 3 seconds, and he goes, the Simpsons? She's like, yes, that's right. I don't like them because the boys meet his parents. So you can see, I'm 33 years old.
I like this.
My mother still does not like the Simpsons because Bart Simpson is rude to his mother. So...
But you know what I love is that you can tell that she's from the Midwest because she addresses them as though not only that they're real people, but like they're people that she would run into at the grocery store. Like, you see those people? I don't like those people. Like, that's adorable. Like, she sounds like
that's
a lovely lady.
This is my
that's
mom.
Great. I love that.
Next section. So there was
after the Ninja Turtle, they have the thing with Alf and the mirrors, and
right.
Then he goes inside of his head with roller coaster ride with Piggy and
oh,
Kermit
with Kermit
and
Muppet
Gonzo
Titties.
Yes, which was
interesting.
Yes, that was figurative trip.
Yes,
yeah.
Probably
for them,
one of the better animated
kids
sections,
off
to be
drugs.
Frank,
don't show them as
I
though it's this anyway. Really awesome roller coaster inside of your head that you're gonna enjoy with the Muppet Babies. It's like, okay, this seems actually quite enticing. I would love to do that.
Well, see, and that was the point of it, right? It's like they're at the top of it, and he's like, "Ah, oh, see, everything's great. I don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "Yeah, it seems really good now, but watch in a minute, we're gonna attack."
Yeah,
and then they go down
which is
horrible.
The fun part of roller coasters.
Yes, well, clearly George H. W. Bush
doesn't like roller coasters
when he wrote the script. Of course, assuming that he wrote
it's
it.
Like of all the policies that he passed during the early 90s, fun was not one of them. It's like, read my lips. I hate roller coasters.
No.
Oh my god. Yeah, because I don't know. Yeah, what was Kermit saying? He was like, the bigger the high, the bigger the low. And it was just like,
yeah, right.
And then Piggy's tricky. Kermit, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then Gonzo was like, I designed it. I designed it all.
You see, I'm high right now. Probably. Maybe that's what he likes
plausible.
Chicken so much.
We don't know what he gets high off of.
Yeah, he's... Something, well, no,
yeah,
that or, like, it's like, how much pot would you have to smoke to have to, like, just be like, you see that chicken?
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, absolutely. When I mean, like, his nose looks like a dick. I'm sorry. Like, that's...
Yeah.
God. My mind's in the gutter today. I'm sorry. Technically third. Technically third.
You know,
I haven't listened to all of your podcasts, Robbie, but is this just a recurring theme? Is this like Tracy's nose dig hour?
Start a tally.
Podcast, or... Does she go? Does she have a little atoll?
We should pay more attention to Tracy and Nose Dicks.
Yes,
because
for future podcasts, I expect to have like a total.
I'll have you know, Christopher Douglas. Sorry, Doctor. I'll have you know, Doctor Christopher Douglas. I am not some kind of crude, sexualized stereotype. Okay, I am far less than that. I just like dicks on faces. I'm sorry. Oh.
Okay, well,
I mean, if Gonzo's nose is a dick,
is it worse than Squidward's?
No, stop.
No, it's worse.
We're not pressing this any further.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just gonna go ahead and say you started it, but that's fine. We'll keep going.
Cowabunga, dude! How did you ever get so totally cool?
So, anyway. Roller coaster through the mind, and then they get spit out, and
where are they after the roller coaster?
Well, the Muppet Baby.
Oh no, after the roller coaster, he wakes up. I think, like, he comes to
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. In a park with Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And we still think he's not on drugs. He's like, I must not be on drugs. I'm talking to talking ducks.
Yeah, three talking ducks.
Who speak in unison. It's like,
yeah, creepy, this is like, fine.
They also have clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baseball caps.
So you can tell them apart. They're wearing different colors.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. Yeah, any other way.
And then they have a show-stopping number about just saying no.
Yeah, and the worst part is the worst part about it is that it was written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, who did a bunch of all the best songs from the Disney Renaissance.
Menken,
so like
so much better than this.
And like me, no, I know, and that's the thing because like it's so preachy and irritating to listen to because they don't actually give you, or they're just like just say no, and it's like okay, well, what if they try to threaten me? Or what if they
tell them you're allergic? The work. Yeah. Oh, I'm allergic.
Yeah, like yeah. Everyone's allergic to heroin, but it doesn't stop them from doing
it. Fair point.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's like I guess it's bad for my complexion. It's like Miss Piggy, you have pig skin, and it is made of felt, and you cannot possibly get any more damage than you would be getting thrown up in the attic with all the other Muppets that no one cares about anymore.
You're talking about they have a show now. It's like 30 Rock but Muppets.
Yeah.
No, but the Muppet Babies don't exist anymore.
It's true.
Coincidence?
They were never really puppets. They were only, like, rarely puppets. They're usually just cartoons.
Yeah, they were cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's true. But if they actually did make a Muppet Baby puppet of Miss Piggy, she'd be the first to go.
No, that would be Skeeter, because she's just, like...
Oh, yeah,
but
because she
was But they've taken him and regendered him. Like, we don't have any female characters, really. Let's just take a male character and... make him female, but also keep the male character there at the same time. This is for diversity. This will
be
fine.
Was she the Rule 63 version of Scooter? Because, like, they did the same thing with Phil and Lil on Rugrats, just because, like, they're both twins, and they're like, we need another girl, because if we only have Angelica as our female lead, we're going to isolate so many people.
I'm going to piss off
if they did the same thing.
Skeeter liked sports, whereas Scooter was like, I like smart things. I have this 80s-era computer. He was like, I like to play baseball, and she was a tomboy, which contrasts with with Miss Piggy's being a flouncy and caring about makeup,
a biatch. Yeah.
Yep. God. Why? What is this? Why? Why?
What do you want? What are you, Robbie? What are you doing?
I don't know. Pregnant.
Merciful God, who's drawing pregnant Skeeter and Scooter on the internet? Stop.
I made the horrible mistake of going to Google Image Search.
Robbie, did you just look up Rule 34?
No, I didn't! That's the thing!
Hell, you didn't!
Why are they both pregnant?
Is this an intervention? We're all addicts, okay?
If there's anything to learn from this, everyone is an addict.
Oh, God.
For example, Christopher is addicted to 18th century novels.
I'm addicted to pain and sorrow, which is why I'm sitting here with you, Robbie.
Well, you see, Christopher, in the world of W.D. Howells, we have this thing called the economy of pain. You see, Tracy and I are getting great enjoyment right now, but only you're in pain.
So you see,
if we were all in pain, it would be worse. But because just you, it's better.
Did, Dr. Christopher Douglas, are you a fan of Sting? Because you could very well be the king of pain.
Dr. Christopher Douglas is going to remind you of Edmund Burke's A Philosophical Treatise on the Origins of the Sublime and the Beautiful, and remind you that we only experience the idea of the sublime by coming through a value based off of fear and pain and unknowing. So that you are diddling about with the beautiful things in life, I'm contemplating the sublime.
Okay, so, well, can I be diddling around with the sublime penis noses that keep showing up in this
special? Go ahead, please, enlighten us with the next penis nose.
All right, fine, I will.
What happens next? I don't remember.
Million ways to say no.
Million ways no. to say no.
Then don't, doesn't Corey, like, talk with him about just be like, you should do other things. Like why did you start doing drugs in the first place? We should just hang out, you know, like old times.
Yes, yes, you know, back when I was 6 and you were 13 yeah. and life was easy.
Oh, those were the days. She lights up a pipe and sits in front of him. I feel like...
Picks up her pipe, smokes it gently. Where there's originals.
Oh, yes.
Michael, have a seat. Delightful. I want to talk to you about a few things. They're called drugs, and you should start doing fewer of them so that we can hang out again. Otherwise, you're never going to be allowed to hang out with me and my friends. Because your friends are all super lame.
You know, the
drink
Do you really
want to
be sitting
us?
In a 7-Eleven yes. parking lot drinking four, wondering where your life went in 5 years? No? Well... Then stop it.
Yes, they have a weird conversation, and then...
Well, don't they have the conversation because he runs back into his room and he finds her with his drug box?
No, Corey finds the drug box, and then...
Oh, wait, does he?
It's all just Corey like, oh, Corey, you should box. Try it. It's like, don't you... Not don't you to be cool.
Well, so there's a couple things that happen. Like, he comes home, and they get in the... they have some kind of altercation because he, like... shoves her or hits her or something, and then she runs away. Yeah. And then he's like, oh no, what did I do? And then...
And then she goes to his room and finds the box.
Yeah, because he disappears into his head.
Again.
Dragged by someone.
He gets dragged into his drug box. In the mirror in his drug box.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Again. Oh no, he gets drugged inside.
Well, so he gets drugged inside, and then someone's like...
I think that's when Alf is who's the real...
Who's really sharp? And then, meanwhile, while this is happening, Corey finds the drug box, and George C. Scott is like, hey, you should do some drugs, because then you'll be, like, friends with your brother again. It'll be great.
Meanwhile, none of us can figure out what these things are supposed to be used for. So what this 7-year-old girl is supposed to be like, well, I guess I can do some things with...
It's like, well...
Yeah,
I guess I can smash the cinnamon roll in my arm.
You know, maybe if I cut this crack pipe...
Rub the cinnamon through my hair.
Am I doing drugs yet?
It's a contact high.
My fingers are too...
It's just what they call a contact.
My fingers are too small for this lighter. What do I do?
I'm glad I've driven you to tears, Robbie.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That one tickles me so much.
Oh, but yeah.
Oh my lord. Yeah, so then like it... Shocker, the person in charge is George C. Scott Smoke Demon.
Yes, who doesn't have a face for the first second. Like, very often they're animating Smoke Demon. Like, they didn't bother to animate his facial features. This is like, just draw a head. Just a circle for a head. It's all he needs.
I don't know where my notes are, but I remember making a note of something like that, yeah.
It happens more than once. He's just like, they just like forget
just
to animate his face.
Where he just isn't in their face.
Wait,
no
really?
Face
do you have one of those
Everyone
pictures?
Else's face is him.
No. No, I didn't take pictures, unfortunately.
No, but it happens when Bugs, when he's trying to run away from Bugs, Bunny, I remember specifically happening then, that his head just disappears. Like, there's a space there for his head, but all of his facial features just
So that's just
go
either
away.
An animation error, or they're just like, you know, kids aren't really going to notice. They don't care. Kids are stupid.
I'm pretty sure that when he turns around in the chair, his face...
Yeah, initially he has no face.
Too. Yeah, initially he has no face. It's just...
Drug.
Faceless thing.
Oh, sorry,
I think
I
they thought they could get away with it if it was like a quick cut.
Robbie figured it would work if it were a quick cut, and little kids aren't going to know this because we're going to be so excited because Michelangelo's in this.
Yes. But Bunny is hanging out with Slimer. Oh my god.
Yes.
Just like my fan fiction I wrote.
I wonder to what extent that fan fiction goes. Yeah.
Oh.
This really is fan fiction. It really is. This is every fan fiction.
Circa
1997. My God.
I don't think it's that far off.
So then after that, after he finds out that it's the drugs who are really in charge, he goes and he meets Daffy Duck in a fortune town tent.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you pay really close attention to that scene, Michael is usually shown from behind, and Daffy Duck is crazy animated, and they're like, Michael, situate the camera behind his head so that you can see his mouth moving, but we don't have to animate any of this child. We're uncomfortable animating children. We have a duck to do.
Wait, there's a duck here. Animate this perfectly good duck.
Yes. So Michael shifts his shoulders and wiggles his ears or something, but you never see him move his face. It's just we don't know how to do children's faces.
His upper body is completely stationary. He's just got the steely reserve of a person trying to keep it together.
When he's a man being interviewed by a duck trying to do fortune telling in the bowling ball.
Yeah, and he calls him.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. But yeah,
So I got the bowling ball.
Oh yeah, so that's how he comes to, because of when he's seeing that Daffy's showing that Corey's about to get manipulated by George C. Scott as a smoke monster, he's just like, I gotta stop this. Yes. And then he goes out and is just like, no, I've had enough of you, and then decides to get rid of him and throws him out into a garbage truck or something.
Yes.
I'll be back.
And then they're like, we need to talk to mom and dad, and then it's over. Yeah, and then there's just a poster of all the cartoon characters who appeared.
Yep.
And the entire series here are the Smurfs, and here's Slimer. Remember when he hit that lamp in the first 5 seconds and told other people to go do things? And here's Winnie the Pooh, and Tinker was in the song.
Yeah.
No, that's it. I mean, they didn't even have one of those cool labyrinth style dance parties at the end of it, where it just cuts to it's a hard cut to the credit sequence that starts out, and this horrible, horrible ballad that starts playing. But I was just cringing the more I listened to it. I was like, this is miserable. Because you get to hear the high notes from Miss Piggy, which she shouldn't be able to get to, but she does anyway.
Was the mouse in this?
No.
Was Mickey Mouse in
Winnie the Pooh it's not Disney affiliated.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Disney properties.
You're right. Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Disney properties. It was only from popular Saturday morning cartoon shows. And DuckTales was Saturday morning cartoon time.
Yeah, okay.
So DuckTales, Ninja Turtles, Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the Smurfs, all 1989 era properties.
Yeah.
The real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
As opposed to the fake Ghostbusters. Those other Ghostbusters.
We don't need to talk
there.
About that
we
one.
Don't talk about
yes. But no, it's... I don't know. I guess I see what they were trying to do. But the issue that I have with it is that they weren't really just being straight with kids about it. They're just trying to use fear tactics and fear mockery to it. It's just this is what's going to happen to you, and it's just if you've got the medium of animation, you can actually demonstrate to them exactly what happens to your body, not just showing him as a corpse, he was found in a river or something. I don't know. Just be straightforward with kids. They're a lot smarter than we give them credit for.
Every piece of 80s era cartoon propaganda was like this, though. Most of them was just drugs are bad and you're going to die if you take them.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Lone Star. Do you remember Lone Star? Anyone other than me remember the cartoon Lone Star? They had a drug episode where the kid takes drugs and kills his friend.
Wait, didn't they have one for Captain Planet too? Something
yes.
Yeah.
Captain Planet PSA.
Where Linka
got
high off of drugs and she couldn't use a ring anymore. Because her mind wasn't functioning right.
We just saw a Captain Planet.
She can't. She couldn't do it because she was high on the speed or something.
Okay.
It was like caffeine. It wasn't like caffeine.
Oh,
it was
wait, it's
Saved
by the
Bell?
She's
awake,
I'm so excited.
She was high on speed. I don't know why.
There was, but to contrast that, it's not like it's not impossible to do a decent drug kind of episode. To contrast it, after I watched this, I watched the Chocolate Boy episode because you see Chocolate Boy get down to his worst moment, where he's licking wrappers and dumpsters and dancing for malted milk balls and stuff from these bullies that keep throwing stuff at him, Because, you know, like, so they can, you know, take advantage of him and everything. Try to kick the habit eventually. At first, he tried to do it as a dare so that he would get a 10-pound bag of chocolate from the bully. But then after the fact, like, he goes through, like, he does, like, he tries to find substitutes for it, tries to just, like, go into, you know, like, focus on different things to distract himself from thinking about chocolate, and to address that the reason he has such an attachment to it is because he was given candy by his nanny, and then he was, you know, like, obviously he emotionally missed her, and then, and that's why he would just keep trying to eat candy to try to bring those feelings back of, like, the love and care that he got from the nanny, so... but it was cool. It was, I thought it was interesting that they addressed it, because I thought it was a lot better done in half the time, by the way. So, in like 11 minutes.
Yeah. Well, this is the 80s, and we don't have time for that.
Like, we don't have time for concise, well-written narratives.
I've seen I've seen a whole lot of, like, late 80s era, like, war on drugs. Yeah. Drug propaganda cartoons in my life.
Right.
And most of them are like, just scare the children, scare them all. Just tell them to die. That's all. Like, that's, we don't have time for this. We have to shrimp. This is, I mean, these things are toy commercials and they last for 30 minutes. We just have to shove this particular plot point in into this current episode of the Thundercats. And it's going to be cool because there's a Thundercats episode about drugs, too, because of course there is.
Like, there is absolutely, I know without looking, there's a He-Man one.
Yes,
oh,
there's
yeah,
a He-Man
absolutely.
One, too. I will say, I mentioned the Gem episode. That's like the only one that I know of where the girl goes to therapy afterwards. Now, at therapy, the other girls in their therapy group taunt her for her drug addiction. How dare you take drugs? I'm like, well, this is a really crappy therapy group. Really, she's gone to a therapy session.
So they're actually bullying her where it's just...
They're bullying her about her
drug addiction. The psychiatrist is just like, what the fuck?
The psychiatrist is sitting in the room and is like, so let's all talk about things. And then the girl's like, how dare you use drugs? You're a loser. I'm just like, really?
Does anyone here have any actual problems? my problem is that I'm sad.
We're just all here to make fun of the drug addict.
It's like...
we're just here to make fun of the drug addicts. It's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm addicted to pot. I really like to eat food and watch dumb movies. Yeah, shut up. Get out. Like, most abusive therapists ever. That's...
Come back once you're in love with your drug dealer named Bobby.
You weren't molested? Leave.
Okay. Can't write a book about this shit. How am I supposed to sell this story to Lifetime now?
Oh, God. Yeah, there's some pretty great screenshots that you can get for this, so... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All around, it's...
So we've dissected my childhood now.
Yes.
We had a story about my mother. We had a story about me going on Halloween... you see, I'm an ancient relic from the bygone era.
Yes.
Robbie, the rose of youth still blooms in your cheeks, whereas I'm...
Not much longer.
I'm hagger than Wang.
27. It's only about 3 years.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah. Once you hit 30, I'm dead serious. Yep. Everything falls apart.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I fully expect the graduate program here to kind of suck a lot of that out of me.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, 29.
Welcome. Welcome to the
start powerlifting while you still can, because once you get to 30, your knees will go, and then everything you squat will be a nightmare.
Great.
That's my suggestion to you.
Here's the thing. I'm going to find a different person. I'm going to find a different weightlifting plan than you're on.
No, Robbie.
For obvious reasons.
Just because I gave myself a hernia from squatting.
And just because your weightlifting partner also
gave
herself
a hernia from
squatting.
This is irrelevant. It was deadlifting that...
I feel like we are cynical enough for this program then. Maybe this thing was tailor made for us.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh god.
I was gonna say it feels like something that Tyler should watch on his show.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Well, and I know that he did.
It's not a cash grab. He
interviewed Marmaduke in a bunch of live action films, like the Scooby Doo movies.
Oh yeah,
I listened to a handful of them. They're really good. So, we still have to watch Clone High, by the way.
Oh god,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're
that's sad. It's an episode we're doing.
Oh, Merciful Glory! Yeah. I love that program.
It's one we have in the. It's in the pipes.
It was one of those shining treasures from 90s era MTV when they were
so beautiful.
When they did really good things.
They did really weirdly good stuff with animation.
Yeah, and then they stopped. Mm-hmm.
And they stop, which is weird. Like
reality TV happened, so there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
then we could just.
Although apparently they're doing it.
And the Teen Mom ripoff, so.
Yeah.
Well, they seem to be doing pretty... They seem to get consistent one seasons out of, like, dramatic shows that do really well. Whether or not they're good, it's another question. Like, right now, they're doing the Shannara... Like, one of the Shannara books, which is weird. Because I didn't know anyone else read those books.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly!
I also have no idea.
I meant, like... Exactly! My point! There's one person, one other person I've ever met who has ever read these books, and she's a woman who lives in Utah.
You know people in Utah, Robbie?
When did you, when
the
did
magic
you,
of the internet. When did you get more friends? I didn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm offended.
Friends. Well, you didn't tell me I could hate, but that's happening.
You can only hang out with us, nobody else. Everyone else is a loser, and they're talking bad about you behind your back.
Correct.
And definitely...
No, an internet friend of mine, when we both found out about this series, like, she mentioned it, and I was like, that's being made into a series? God, did anyone else read those books? She was like, yeah, me. It's like, alright, well, goddamn. No, it's like, it's lightly ripped off Tolkien. And,
oh, like every other thing fantasy in the world, post-1935. Okay.
Yeah, right. Continue. So, no, it's a weird, like, there's, I mean, the guy's written probably about a dozen books at least. Like, the first one is very, very Lord of the Rings. The second one, which I think is what they're making it off of, is less Lord of the Rings.
Duke of the Torques?
I don't know what that is.
A torque is a ring that goes around your neck.
Very well. Good. I get it.
It's a Viking ring. It's a neck ring.
No.
So it's a different type of ring.
And then, yeah, so he did like a set of three, and then a set of four, and then I think another set of three books, and then I lost track. Because I was in high school and I had to read other things. Like Of Mice and Men.
Like Of Mice and Men. Like everyone has to read.
Everyone has to read
when they're in 10th grade.
High school.
I read 10th grade.
Oh, they moved it.
Ah. You see, I'm older. The curriculum has changed since then.
Yes.
Again, bygone relic. Ancient
yes.
era.
Yes.
Falling
yes.
apart. Bad knees.
Slowly crumbling.
Slowly crumbling. On the inside and out.
Yes.
Don't turn 30.
I'm on. A monument to man's former greatness.
Correct, yes.
What's happening right now?
We're discussing how old I am.
Oh, okay.
So, Tracy, never age. You mustn't.
Oh, okay,
you mustn't
I'll stop
age.
Now.
I command you.
Have a painter paint a picture of you and then put that painting
in your attic and have it age in
my
your
outer
place.
Facade yes. stays okay, despite how disturbing the picture becomes. I'll still be okay.
Correct, yes, no.
Okay. Yes, this is exactly okay. it.
Engage in all the debauchery you want.
Okay, neat.
Yes.
Sweet.
Bathhouses? Bathhouses are now the only place you go to. Come
she
on.
Can't go to bathhouses. She's a woman.
Surely
are you saying that a woman
somewhere.
Can't go to a bathhouse, Robbie?
A bathhouse is specifically gay space.
Oh.
Not in Japan.
Well,
which is where I've been in bathhouses.
No, they have bathhouses in Chicago that are specifically, strictly a gay male thing.
Wonderful.
My friend does
the drug testing there.
He does HIV testing there.
Oh!
That's a component of his job.
Okay, well then, good for him.
Yeah.
He's doing the Lord's
He's
work.
He's doing the Lord's work.
So, call from All Stars to the Rescue, guys. What do we think?
I give it a whole lot of nostalgia points.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of... When you're 7 years old, well, I guess I was seven or eight, it's amazing. It's the best thing you've ever seen. It's all the characters you like to watch on Saturday mornings together as one. However, if you're not 8 years old and it's not 1990 and it is instead the year of our Lord 2016 and you are 33, you start to question some of their narrative choices.
I had a theater teacher who reviewed movies. At the end of it, he would say, how many beers do you need to watch this movie? And I'm going to grade it in the same way. I'm going to say you need to be at least three beers in.
You need as many beers as we're missing from Michael's dad's beer
crate. Oh,
well done.
Well
done.
Point, sir.
Thank you.
What's that number? Figure it out.
We don't know. It's just some beers. It's an indeterminate number of beers. Michael's dad has no idea how many beers should be in his beer crate.
Do the math. Figure it out.
Yep.
Pick that number of beers before you watch this.
He doesn't know.
Yep.
Doesn't know.
It can't be good beer, though. I doubt it.
No, it's a crate.
It's 80s crate beer.
It's 80s crate level beer. It's the Schlitz.
Holy Schlitz. I just said it's Schlitz. Oh my god. Why is like, it's like Schlitz or Natty Light? Is
I was just
going
to say Natty Light.
This is the 80s, though.
Yeah,
this
Schlitz.
Is the 80s, so I'm going with Schlitz.
And he's also not in college.
He's not in college. No. Yeah. This is Schlitz.
No. Natty Light is...
Oh god, it's just...
I used to work in a gas station for a summer, Robbie. I'm perfectly aware of what my gas station sold, which was Keystone Light.
Oh, God.
Cheapest beer we sold.
Keystone Light.
Keystone Light.
Oh, my God.
Like, and I enabled those memories for so many people. So many people.
You enabled the memories that they would never remember.
Yes. Those hazy days of summer and God knows what in cornfields.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We're going. I need 18 things of beer. Okay.
Sounds like a good day of fish. What time did you start? 10 a.m. You're not
fishing. Oh.
I'm on to you, kid.
Yeah.
Enjoy
yeah.
your beer.
Yeah.
They
didn't sell to underage children, Robbie. Did not sell underage. Thank you.
I know.
Don't accuse me of that.
My bad.
I'm virtuous and pure.
Praise be to him, our Lord. Dr. Christopher Douglas.
Yes. I'll be appearing at church during Easter service, and the month following is lay assistant, so you can find me there. I exist in other places on the internet, and I'm not going to inform anyone about it.
That's fine. All right, well, I guess that's all I've got.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, as always, for listening.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening.
Though I don't know why. Thank you much.
This will probably just be an elaborate fever dream.
It's quite likely going to just be an elaborate fever dream.
That sounds all right. Happens.
So thanks for listening, everybody. If you have any requests or anything, just feel free to contact us on Twitter. Should we drop our handles again or just let it happen at the beginning? I don't care.
As always, on the sidebar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sidebar. I love the sidebar.
Unless you're listening via iTunes. In which case... Well, you know.
Get off your Mac. Do something else.
Listen to this on iTunes. What's wrong with... No. but no, yeah. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon. And
yes,
with even more drug-fueled film.
Perhaps.
Oh, if only I'm here.
Bye.
There's a million wild and wonderful ways to say no. No thanks. No way. Better learn a few and take them wherever you go. No thanks. No sir. If your pal says let's get by. Here's a practical reply. Go ahead. Let's slice. Spit right in his eye and say no. This pleases.